mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
You know what Kyle's going to do for his big birthday?
What?
He's going to go to his 50th Jimmy Buffett show.
You're
at
good.
Fenway Park.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That's what his wife Molly told me, and we thought, well, we should really call him and mess with him.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Kyle.
This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Tim from Ticketmaster here.
Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks. You got tickets for the big Jimmy Buffett Fenway show, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good show. Great play. Have you seen a show at Fenway yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been to a few, but this is my 50th Buffett experience, so it should be a good one.
Wow. You are a real parrot head.
I sure am, yeah.
Excellent. I see you're kind of right up close, right up to the front section there, huh?
Yep. Front row seats. My wife, after years of trying to get the front row seats bugger to spend the money on it, she finally succumbed, and I splurged a little extra for the front row, so I'm really excited. I thought it was something nice for my 50th, you know?
That's pretty good. Boy, I do have some bad news. You know, Fenway is, you know, a unique venue, and unfortunately, Jimmy has asked us to... The band is actually installing kind of a giant inflatable water slide. So we need to move the section where you're going to be sitting. So that section's actually going to have a giant water slide in it.
Okay, so you're just going to... I'll still be in the front, though, right? You'll just move me back a bit?
No, the seats all down front have already been sold. So really, the people in the section behind you are going to be front row now. Mm-hmm. So we have seats. We could probably put you in the front row of, like, the right field box, kind of behind the pesky pole.
So... You're telling me I purchased the premium tickets, like the most expensive tickets, and I'm going to be behind the pole now.
Yeah, it's kind of out of our control, really. The band, you know, wanted to put this inflatable slide. I mean, I could probably get you like a, you know, a parrot, you know.
Did you say a parrot?
Yeah, I don't know if you'd be interested.
You're offering me a live parrot?
Yeah, I mean, you could pick it up after the show.
What am I going to... I don't want a parrot. What am I going to do with a parrot? I don't want to...
Excellent pets. You know, they have a very long lifespan. I didn't know if you knew that. You're a parrot head. I didn't know if you knew anything about parrots.
At least give me, like, if you're going to move my section, at least give me the difference in ticket price or something. Can I get a refund or can I get any sort of compensation for this?
That's kind of out of our hands. And, you know, actually, I don't know if you have any plan, you know, parrot heads. As everyone knows, you know, the parrots and everything. I know I offered you a parrot, but I don't know if you're even aware of this. There was the Kansas City incident.
I have not, no.
They're trying to keep it on the down low a little bit, but Jimmy has actually, ever since this Kansas City incident, he's come down with a really severe case of ornithophobia. So he's actually afraid of parrots.
Oh, my God.
There was this incident in Kansas City. He actually almost lost his finger thanks to a parrot. So we aren't allowed to let people in that are wearing any feathers or, you know, anything that even looks like a beak is banned. Anything with an avian theme is banned now from the venue.
Are you out of your mind? This is his whole brand. This is why we go to the shows. This is like...
That's why they're trying to keep it quiet, you know, because with the whole parrot head thing, it's really been a difficult stretch for Jimmy, you know?
This is ridiculous. You're kidding me.
You know what, Kyle? We are kidding you. This is Brian Bell from Lauren and Wally Show. Your wife Molly called and wanted to wish you a happy birthday and a happy, you know, Jimmy Buffett 50th show.
Oh, my God. I knew from the second you said you were from Ticketmaster that something was wrong, and I just started freaking out. People are looking at me through the window. I am well, I'm pacing furiously.
Enjoy your birthday. Enjoy the show. And thank you for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show on WROR.
Oh, thanks, man. You're the best. Molly, I'm getting you back.
Absolutely. We can help you with that.
Oh, good. I'll be in touch.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.